Now, I want to talk to you about the sowing of precious seed. God is for your prosperity. He desires that you prosper because poverty is a curse. So poverty is a curse and not a blessing. God wants to bring people, and especially His people, out of the curse of poverty and into His prosperity. So we're going to show you principles of God that produce prosperity. First of all, we have to know that prosperity is a mindset. 3 John 2 tells us, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." This scripture just told us that God desires above all things that we prosper, and yes, that includes financial prosperity. Now, in order that you prosper, God knows that you must prosper your soul first, which is your mind, will, emotions, intellect, and imagination. People aren't poor because they don't have money, but they are poor because their soul is not prospering. God wants you to prosper, but He knows that in order for you to prosper, you can't leave your mind behind. Because the Bible tells us in Proverbs 23:7, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." How a person thinks is how his life turns out. A prosperous life starts with and continues with a prosperous mind. Father God is really restoring us back to the place that Adam was in before the fall, and so He is restoring us back to a prosperous mindset that is dependent entirely on heaven's kingdom. The kingdom of God operated fully in the Garden of Eden and met every need, want, desire of Adam and Eve. And now the kingdom of God is in every person who has received Jesus Christ and is here also to provide all that we need, want, and desire while in the earth. This is a new reality to some Christians because we have been educated to believe the world system is all there is, but the Lord is not leaving us ignorant any longer, praise God. This kingdom doesn't operate like the world system, working for a living to get our needs met, but the kingdom operates entirely on the principle of sowing and reaping. So this is why I think you will find this teaching, sowing of precious seed, vitally important to the renewing of your mind, to the kingdom of God's way to prosper while in the earth. After God's first man, Adam, had sinned and was put out of the garden, God started again with a man named Abram, or Abraham. He was taking Abraham and setting him up to prosper him because that was the heart of Father God. And because God looks ahead and knows all things from beginning to end, God blessed Abraham so that you too could be blessed with the same blessing, because after all, in Christ, we are the seed of Abraham by faith. God told Abraham to take his son and go up on a mountain that he was going to show him and offer up his son as a sacrifice. Abraham, the Bible says, obeyed God. He trusted God. Genesis 22:4-5. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, "Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you." Notice that Abraham and his son were going to go and worship God. God told him to give him his son. In this case, Abraham's son was seed God was asking him to sow in this time of worship. So he was saying to Abraham, "I want you to give your seed." And you know that seed to Abraham was really precious, because before the son was born, Abraham and Sarah were unable to have children. So God, by His grace, enabled Abraham and Sarah to have this child. God now wanted to give as a sacrifice to him. So God gave Abraham seed, and then this day is asking for it back. Now, how many of you know God will never ask for something from you without giving you something better. We find this to be true in Psalms 126. Let's read it. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. The word sheaves in this scripture represents harvest. This scripture is saying they will sow precious seed, but then, doubtless, they will come again with rejoicing, bringing their harvest. They will have no doubt this is going to work. God calls this precious seed. This is a different kind of seed, and this precious seed is what God called for Abraham to give him, because the precious seed is what humanity's needs called for from God. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. If Abraham couldn't have done this, then God could not have given his Son Jesus for the saving of all humanity. And this is why Abraham was so revered and honored, because he was willing to give God his Son, his precious seed. With this story of Abraham, I want you to see that your very own seed represents your future. So God calls for Abraham's seed, and Abraham willingly goes up to the mountain with his son to offer him to God. Hebrews 11:17. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. In other words, that's going to be your future. Then Hebrews 11:19, accounting that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. Abraham caught a glimpse of this thing before it took place. I'm telling you, if you know that you're going to get something back when you give, you don't cry about giving something. That's the case with Abraham. Mark 10:29-30 is another scripture to meditate when it comes to you sowing precious seed. Let's read it. Mark 10:29-30. There is no man that hath left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time. Maybe right now the Lord is dealing with you to give up your job to go into the ministry, and it just seems impossible to do. Then meditating this scripture will help you change your belief so that you can see that this is doable, what the Lord is asking you to do. And what you need, if you are struggling, is you need some light. And so get in that word right there in this scripture and meditate it until your soul prospers, and then light will come. When light comes to us that this is doable, then all struggle ceases. Psalms 119:130. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. When we can't see, then we can't sow our last or our best. But once light comes, then we see what God is asking us to do is doable, and this is only going to benefit us in a greater way. Any job you give up to go into the ministry, that job is a precious seed you have sown. If you move to another location at the direction of the Lord, that's a precious seed you have sown. Acting in obedience to the Spirit is a seed sown, and with it comes harvest, such as this scripture promises, of receiving 100-fold now in this time. And of course, this is going to make for a better future. Acts 10:34-35. Let's read that. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation He that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The blessings God did in Abraham's life when he asked him to sow his precious seed, he will do for you also as you sow your precious seed God requires of you. And in Acts 10:35, again it says, accepted with him means having the same access to his blessings. And so in every nation, God is no respecter of persons. It will work in Africa, China, in your community. It doesn't matter where you are in the world or who you are. God gives seed to the sower. 2 Corinthians 9:10. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown. Now notice, God gives seed to the sower. Who gave Abraham his child? God did. Did he give it to him supernaturally? Yes. Who's going to give you your seed to sow? God is. Is God going to give it to you supernaturally? Yes. God is going to do it. Give God praise and thank him for giving you seed to sow, and bread to eat, and more seed to sow, so that you continually have a perpetual harvest. Remember, every time you sow your precious seed, as it says in Psalms 126, 5 and 6, that they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weeping and bearing precious seed shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Every precious seed sown produces a harvest.